This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got some good news before we begin. It looks like your car insurance premiums might get refunded. Some people, actually, it looks like millions of Americans might be getting some of their car insurance premiums back because they aren't using them. I'm hearing that universities are getting pressured by students to give them some of their tuition back, and I think one university is going to start prorating some of their tuition back, so that's fantastic news because we need a little bit of good news, you know, in this time. And don't worry, most universities do get to get money from the government. So hopefully that means the surplus, you know, can go back to students. So we're going to keep you guys posted on that because we have tons of universities and college students petitioning now for that. But at least some of us are going to get some car insurance money back. What I want to do today is, or just for this first part of the show, we have a lot of your calls, a lot of your questions, is I want to kind of take a little poll, or I want to hear from you guys, who has had COVID-19, and I'm saying tested positive, not just told to stay home and isolate and you thought you had it, because everybody and their mother's going, yeah, I think I had it. Who out there actually tested positive for COVID-19, and what happened? Was it mild? Was it severe? Was somebody in your family who had COVID-19 one of these fatalities that we're hearing? There's a huge disconnect that we're getting right now in terms of media accounts and anecdotal accounts and what we're hearing on social media. And, you know, some people are joking around saying their COVID-19 was nothing worse than a cough, yet we're seeing body bags in New York. We're seeing temporary graves. And, you know, I'm hearing from, you know, friends and family members that people they know went into respiratory distress and I mean, within hours died of this. And so I think right now that we're in April, we need some information here. We're hearing from China that they're slowing down, not having any deaths. We're hearing African Americans seem to be at very high risk. This is the first time anybody said that we have specific populations of race and demographics that are at higher risk, that the majority of people dying from coronavirus is African American. That would really help for us to know, because we have a lot of friends and family who are at high risk. It's not going the way it should be, considering we're in this absolute cluster. So 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, and yes, we have the phone lines open. Have you tested positive for coronavirus? Has a family member? And what happened? What was it like? I am not underestimating, you know, the severity of it, and I am not blowing out of proportion the minor cases. I think it's going to take you and I and, you know, us I'm in the media, so I can't say non-media people, but I think it's going to take us that's not in the government to actually inform the public, without doing it falsely, of what exactly we're seeing. So if we look at this report that African Americans are more affected by, you know, coronavirus than at a higher majority, then, you know, we start to ask, okay, so why? Is it because African Americans may be at higher risk of diabetes, of high blood pressure, of stroke, of heart disease, which then lends the question, are we seeing more heart attack deaths? Are we seeing more respiratory failure? The one question we need answered before we could even move on with the economy or move on to fight this next year is every single fatality, and we're looking at in America right now over 11,700 fatalities, is every single fatality a respiratory failure where the virus came in? cause inflammation, cause fluid, cause the alveoli to not do their job of doing gas exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide, or we're hearing a plugging up of inflammatory gook that's not allowing the alveoli to do their job, is every single fatality that has been tallied right now in America, which is over 11,700, are all of them respiratory distress? Or have any, did somebody have a heart attack? Did somebody have, you know, a pneumonia? And they just also tested positive for coronavirus. Now, what happened, we're watching Boris Johnson from the UK, Prime Minister. He tested positive. He was home. He did his isolation. Then he got worse. Then he had to go to the hospital. Now he's in the ICU. Now, we hear he's stable, and we'll give you guys an update on that. But that is how we are perceiving what is happening with coronavirus until proven otherwise. That somebody is, you know, they get it. They're not feeling well. They're feeling kind of achy. They get some body aches. They get some cough. They get some chills. I've seen close to 5,000 patients on telemedicine since this whole thing started in January. And the average person who I am sending for testing has body aches, cough, flu-like symptoms, headache, maybe some nausea, maybe some loss of taste, maybe some loss of smell, fever, shortness of breath, cough is dry, but it also can be productive, and just feeling like crap. And then either they get better in a couple days, or they get worse. And then they have to go to the hospital. And then if they continue to get worse, they end up in ICU. And then, unfortunately, if they continue to get worse, they die. So globally, we are right now hearing that we have, I apologize, we have over 78,000 deaths, over 1,380,000 cases. Of those 78,313 deaths, I do not see what they died of. We know that many of them might have had high blood pressure, many of them might have had diabetes, many of them might have had heart disease, many of them might have had lung issues, liver disease, kidney disease, but we need to know. And the reason why we need to know is if we do have this prodrome, or we have a pre-severe case of it, can we use any of these medications they're talking about, hydroxychloroquine, Zithromax, preemptively? What needs to be studied and what we need to learn, like, right away, is when somebody has a mild case or a case like we see with Boris Johnson where it's not going away after a couple days, can we kick in any of these medicines? Now, I get a lot of them are in short supply. I get that. But, I mean, you know, how many of these cases are mild and how many of them are severe? 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Many of you have called when we're not live, leaving your questions and your comments. We were talking about our constitutional rights and is the country in support of a lockdown with arrests and, are our constitutional rights being trampled? Let's go to your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-362-3254.
Got a comment about this whole situation with the coronavirus. I happen to be a medical courier, and I started handling this product the day it hit Las Vegas. Didn't really know what it was. It took me 2 days of reading to go figure it out. And all I can tell you is that for the last 50 years, epidemiologists have been warning about a situation like this. And here it is. And this is a complete failure of every government on the face of the planet. Number one, every federal state, county, and city government for not having any kind of supplies available for a pandemic such as this. But it's also a situation where you have the health organizations that are to blame for this as well. They're in the business. They have the scientists. I'm sure their scientists know the facts. They've been warned. They know. And yet nobody's prepared, because the number one rule on Wall Street is your first priority is making a buck for your stockholders, and I understand that. But if you're in the business, either do the business or shut up and get out of the business. And that's all I've got to say about that. This just goes to show that the governments and the health organizations don't give a crap about their employees or about the general health of the public. All they want to do is make a dollar. Thanks for listening.
Man, I appreciate your call. I wish I could have talked to you live. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, he brings up a good point. I think people hate that. What would you have done differently, or what would have? But I got to tell you, I think it's so important to have that discussion, which is why I love the sports shows, because, you know, how do you prevent this next time? We were warned that, you know, there was going to be a deadly virus that we weren't going to be prepared for. And we have year after year been dealing with flu. And flu kills tens of thousands of people in our country a year, globally even more. And so you would think that here we have, coronavirus. Here we have a virus that's respiratory in nature. And you would think that we would, have enough masks, have enough supplies where we could immediately at least create, the medical equipment, and have the companies that we would designate and deputize for that. We would have the online pivot or, railroad switch. Right? So that we could do online learning, online work, etc. You would think that this wouldn't have been so, earth-shattering. I mean, it's a respiratory virus. It's a respiratory virus that kills. We've been here before. We've had MERS. There was avian flu. There's, been flu, regular flu every year. Why did this take us by storm? Why did all the countries have to just stop? Why did all the economies have to stop? Everything shut down. And we've actually, this really shouldn't have been that much of a surprise. Now, it's a deadly virus. I mean, when people say, it's just a cold, it's not. It's not just a cold. This is a virus that is killing. So if it kills somebody, it's deadly. How deadly? Why are some people dying severely, others not? I mean, these are the questions we need. So this latest report here is saying that African Americans appear to be more at risk and disproportionately dying from coronavirus. And the civil rights group says it has grave concern that communities in the United States are seeing disproportionate death rates in the coronavirus pandemic. So the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Law, which is a nonpartisan nonprofit organization created by JFK to combat discrimination against racial minorities, asked the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services on Monday to release daily racial and ethnic demographic data related to coronavirus testing. Now, what's interesting is we're starting to get reports that there is a huge divide on who is getting tested, who is not getting tested, who is getting coronavirus, who is not. And it is following economic ranks. So when here's Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo has apparently, he's a CNN anchor. And he has been fighting coronavirus, and he has been, broadcasting from his home. And I guess Sanjay Gupta looked at his x-rays, and, everybody on air is looking at his medical condition and all that, which is, and I understand he's in the media, and so people want to learn, and, the sensationalization of it, might help people calm down or be more briefed. But the average person out there is going, I can't even get an x-ray. Chris Cuomo got an x-ray. I can't even get an x-ray. I have to work at a grocery store whereas somebody who is a white has a white collar job gets to be on paid leave at home. There's a huge divide of who is right now at risk being out there on the front lines in grocery stores and gas stations and fast food. And they're not the millionaires that, you know, have easy access to health care or Sanjay Gupta who could read their x-ray. These are people who are struggling to pay their family. And, you know, I hear people out there going, well, you know, they have a choice. They could go on unemployment. I don't think they can go on unemployment. I think you have to be fired to go on unemployment. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But if you work for an essential business and you decide to quit and not work so you won't get exposed to the virus and expose your family members, I don't think you get benefits. I think you have to technically be fired. You know, I work for a company, you know, doing telemedicine. If I go, nah, 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 you know, I don't want to work, I don't get benefits. If I get fired, I can. So that means the average person that is, you know, in one of these essential, you know, businesses or, you know, working for fast food is, you know, making minimum wage, has no choice but to work and be exposed. That's a problem. And then if we're looking at racial discrepancies when it comes to the workforce, those that are working in, you know, the non-white collar jobs might be more exposed, which means they might be more at risk for getting coronavirus, and then more exposure could mean death. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards announced yesterday that the state will soon release information detailing more in-depth demographic data on coronavirus cases. Slightly more than 70% of the deaths in Louisiana are African Americans. He says that deserves more attention, and we're going to have to dig into that to see what we could do to slow that down. Now, African Americans make up only 14.6% of the state's population, and they're making up 28% of the confirmed coronavirus cases. So they are not the majority of the population. They're not majority of the coronavirus cases, yet 70% of the deaths in that state are African American. Is it because of high blood pressure? Is it because of diabetes? Is it because of, you know, pre-existing cardiovascular disease or high cholesterol? Can somebody explain that? Can somebody also tell us, if somebody does have high blood pressure or diabetes, are those that have high blood pressure and diabetes in good control doing better than those who aren't in good control? Meaning somebody who has access to health care, access to getting their blood pressure medication, access to getting their diabetes medication, surviving this because, again, they have better health care, because they have better, you know, they have better funds. Now, this is very important because many of you are, you know, advocating for Medicaid for all, Medicare for all. If many of these people who are dying have Medicaid, what good did Medicaid do? Now, I'm not saying this is an argument where we need private health insurance. Private health insurance is an absolute mess right now. But before you advocate that everybody gets an insurance, can we look and see who's been dying and, you know, whose blood pressure or diabetes are not in good control because of, you know, them having crappy insurance? 1-877-DOCDALI.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is bowing out of the Democratic presidential race. That clears the path for former Vice President Joe Biden to become the party's nominee. Speaking from one of his three homes, Sanders thanks his supporters and says,
"Together we have transformed American consciousness as to what kind of nation we can become, and have taken this country a major step forward."
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says social distancing is working in an effort to slow down the spread of coronavirus, but he's also urging New Yorkers to keep it up. De Blasio also says some data suggests that progress is being made.
The hospitalizations have stabilized. For a long time, that just kept going up and up. We're now seeing some leveling off, again, based on only a few days.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625. Just so
all right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to be talking this next segment about people getting arrested. Apparently, there have been people getting arrested for violating governor's stay-at-home orders. Let's go to your phone lines and calls and comments on the member line at 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is Doc Dahlia. Captain Truth.
Hello.
I don't remember if we talked. I have a law degree, and constitutional law was one of my favorite subjects. We can't arrest him, Doc. We don't have enough money to pay off all the lawsuits. People that think we should, go back to the ninth grade, pick up a civics book, study constitutional law there. That'll prepare you for maybe a college class in constitutional law. It's your country, too, folks, and you can help save it. Don't get involved, get in bed with the globalists. They're using the Chinese. They're using the Russians. Let's not be used by them. Best of luck, young lady. Take care.
Well, thank you for calling in. I wish I could talk to you live. I should probably interview you with your background in civil law. You know, I haven't seen any arrests in Nevada. I live in Nevada. And I, you know, have been, you know, I mean, being a physician, I hate that term essential. It's like, where did all this, you know, now, you know, segregation start again where we have, I'm essential and you're non-essential, so you need to be, you know, shelter in place and at home, and, you know, essentials get to run around the city. It's crazy how, you know, these viruses just change the whole way we approach things that we've made so much progress on. As I was doing an essential, shall we say, act, I was out and around, and, you know, you saw people, you know, try to go out into the desert and, you know, do some hiking, and you see people getting stir crazy. I mean, we're animals. I mean, the dog scratches out the door, the cats, you know, go through the doggy door, you know, animals don't want to stay caged up, just like humans. We're animals. We are humans. In fact, one lady, when she was getting arrested, bit the officer. So, I mean, we're more animal than you know, sometimes human. But some of the arrests that are happening, and the American Civil Liberty Union is cautioning against this practice, and where a 25-year-old man was arrested and charged with a misdemeanor on Saturday in Cincinnati for allegedly violating the governor's stay-at-home order. He posted a video on Instagram Live showing an outdoors gathering, and he narrates, "We don't give a blank about coronavirus." In nearby Toledo, two people were separately arrested Sunday, one for allegedly failing to disperse from a gathering of 20-plus people. The other arrest was a woman apparently among a group of 50, but the circumstances surrounding the arrest or the reason for the crowd were not immediately available. Yeah, people, I'm not exactly sure why people have to get together in groups of 50. I don't get that. 8 abortion protesters in Charlotte, North Carolina were arrested outside a Preferred Women's Health Center for refusing to comply with officers for orders to disperse. 9 people have been arrested in Hawaii for violation of stay-at-home orders. How the heck do you be in Hawaii and you can't go outside? Those stay-at-home order violations could result into 1 year of jail time and a fine of no more than $5,000, according to West Hawaii Today. As we know, there was a paddleboarder in Malibu, California, arrested on Thursday because he ignored lifeguards' request to come ashore on a closed beach. He paddleboarded for at least 30 minutes. Oh, I know, these hardened criminals. In Lancaster County, 2 people drinking alcohol... Two people drinking alcohol on the street allegedly refused to comply with the officer's orders to disperse were arrested for violating the state stay-at-home orders. That carries a $200 fine as well as alcohol charges. They wanted to sit out there and drink. What you're picking up on, is it stupid or are you picking up on defiance? Are people saying, I'm going to live my life? I don't blame people. I'm a doctor, and I want everybody to stay at home like we're supposed to, and I want this thing to end quickly. But I got to be honest with you guys. When the media is telling everybody that we can die, that there's body bags, that we are going to hit a death peak, that the world may not be, it will never be the same. And you have people who are livers. They want to live their life. And they've been home for 3 weeks. And they see the flowers bloom and they hear the birds tweet and they see the fresh air. And they're like, well then, you know, if we all can end up in a body bag, why can't I live my life now? I mean, and I get it. We're all thinking, okay, we just have to hunker down till May or June. But some of us may not have till May or June. I heard one of my friends might have breast cancer. And, you know, they're going to go and get examined and treated and all that. But, I mean, if that person wants to see a river one more time or see see birds in a nest or two seahorses mate in an aquarium, which always seems to happen every single time at aquarium. The seahorses are always having sex. There is something about that fish where I don't know what it is, but, you know, for those of us women with hyposexual desire disorder, we could use whatever they're having. Boy, but those, I mean, but, you know, and again, I'm not saying go out there and defy stay-at-home orders by any means. No, we have to do what we have to do. But you're telling people to indefinitely stay home. I get it. It's a deadly virus. We want to control it. We want to contain it. We want to wait for it to flesh out and die out. We're letting this virus beat us. We really are. But, you know, some people don't have till June. You know, there's a family member friend of mine. So there's a friend who's, I look at them as family members. I haven't been able to visit him because he's been in a nursing home facility. And I understand I'm a doctor, so I could, you know, play the doctor's card to get in there and see him. But, you know, I still don't want to, you know, expose him if I don't have to, you know. And so I don't see him. And I'm like hoping he still stays alive long enough so when this is over, I can hug him again. You know, I mean, life doesn't stop. It looks like it stopped. Well, some of us don't have to pay our rent. Some of us may not have to pay our power bill. Some of us may not get evicted. Some of us may be able to get unemployment. All right, you know, so, you know, maybe things might have stopped economically for some. But our hearts are still beating. You know, I mean, I have two sons, and luckily they are very, you know, entrenched in their school, and they're currently single. If they were not single, which, you know, was the case just prior to this, that could have been really, really bad, and that they always wanted to see their betrothed and hang out and date or whatever. But, you know, these young kids are climbing the walls, luckily, again, my kids are studying. They got a lot of stuff to do. They're doing projects. They're keeping busy. But, you know, I mean, you know, this is their youth. You know, 3 months of some of the best time in your life, you know, taken away. That's not that easy. So, you know, I'm still, you know, for being conservative and, you know, avoiding others being, avoiding others and, you know, hunker down and, you know, try not to be exposed. We still have way too many deaths. Honestly, looking at, you know, our numbers, 11,784, you know, assuming every single one of these is really from coronavirus, we have a very scary disease. If these numbers are, well, yeah, we've had people, you know, have heart disease and stroke and all that other stuff like we usually do, and they just happen to be also tested positive for coronavirus, we need that data like now. My fear is that data might not come up as quickly as we needed, because if we did find that out, then I think a lot of people aren't going to be on the same board, on the same page. All right, taking more of your questions, your calls, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments on our answer line. Let's hit it again. 1-877-362-3254.
This C-19 situation really did a number on the concept of free choice family development. Who'd want to start a family in a situation like this as it is now? Plus, we've got so many people. The risk is that there's not enough, and basically there wasn't enough for some before C-19, during, and after. We've got a whole lot of people to service, or it's going to get a little crazy. Thank you.
Okay, no, you know, you brought up a, there's been some discussion that there might be a baby boom because people are home, having sex, not much, you know, else to do. And 9 months from now, we will have, what's the meme? They call it the Colonials. Although I think, or the Coronials, right? Would be the Coronials, I guess, whoever would be born from this. So although I consider us all Coronials now because we lived through this, but I guess whoever becomes born out of the coronavirus crisis would be called the Coronials. And, you know, I'm writing a piece on how maybe this isn't the best time to start a family, just like our caller did on the answer line. It's April. Okay, so if you technically had sex in the last week or two, or in the next few weeks, then baby would probably come out next January. And now, mind you, I mean, I gave birth in February and I gave birth in October. I wanted to avoid peak flu season. We did try to plan the conception. I was very fortunate to be able to have, you know, God help me, you know, allow a, all right, we're going to do it today and this has got to be the day. I ultimately, it's in God's hands. But, you know, I really wanted to avoid, you know, peak flu months. So we gave birth end of February and we gave birth, just happened that way, and then October. But, you know, if you got pregnant in March or you got pregnant now, baby would come December, January. Is it going to be a bad flu season? We don't know. Is it going to be a coronavirus season? Are we going to have this coronavirus again? Where is the economy going to be? Now, I mean, again, we can't stop living. We can't stop reproducing. I mean, you know, we need to still be humans. But I don't know if I would purposely get pregnant right now. I'm still scratching my head at how, okay, yeah, I'm old. I'm not talking about me getting pregnant, okay? Yeah, I don't think I can. Yeah, I'm already perimenopausal. Yeah, day. Oh my gosh, my ovaries. I can already hear my ovaries start to like set up shop. It's quitting time. It's quitting time. I can hear my ovaries, you know, all bunching up around the, you know, clock out machine, ready to clock out and say, we are out of here. And I'm like, no, don't do that yet. Just because I'm a woman, little baby. My sons are like, please, no. And I go, I'm going to give you guys a sister. They're like, no. But, so I'm probably done. But I mean, if I was younger, I would be a little, you know, if I had, like, if my sons, you know, had, you know, wives, you know, would I tell them to get pregnant now? I don't know. I don't know. Because, you know, whether it's an infectious disease, you know, epidemic or not next year, from the economy standpoint, it's going to be a mess. We also don't know if we're going to have a new president or not, depending on who becomes president. I'm not naming any names, but, you know, that could be a lot of uncertainty. And so, you know, I personally want someone that can help rebuild the economy, be strong, and, you know, deal with our countries in a more, you know, affirmative manner in terms of you know, being a lot more transparent when you have another virus like this come out, you know, and a good spy network, I think, would help. Although I hear our spies are having some trouble getting the scoop, too. So, you know, it's going to be a very, very uncertain time next year. And we might be, depending on who gets elected, becoming more socialized. Actually, right now, we're really verging on communism. I know that's kind of hard to conceptualize, but we are now being policed. We aren't supposed to leave our homes. And I get it. I get it. There's an epidemic going on, and, you know, I'm not, you know, accusing the government of anything. But if we actually take a look at where we are right now, only certain people are allowed to go to work. Certain people are not allowed to go to work. You were forced to shutter your company with a promise that you would get money. Most people haven't gotten that money yet. If we have any more issues with food, it will be rationed. We already have rationing in terms of cleaning supplies. We have We have, you know, triaging, of course, happening where we don't have enough, you know, ventilators. And so, you know, it is going to be at the discretion of others whether you get to live or die. This is, we are not, you know, as free a country as we were 4 weeks ago. And that is a, you know, it's a concern. And you have some people out there kind of liking it. Like, government's in control. Everybody has to listen to Governor Newsom. Everybody has to follow Cuomo. To, if you go against, you know, what's happening, you're going to get arrested or you're going to get fined. I mean, you know, if you go into your office, I hear in New York, if you are caught in your office doing paperwork, you could get fined or, you know, levied somehow. And I mean, thank God I don't have an office anymore. You know, all my stuff is at my house, you know, but I mean, Dennis even. I mean, Dennis are technically essential workers. And, you know, there's not a lot of rhyme or reason as to who, you know, is going to get in trouble and who is not. You have Jennifer Lopez able to go to the gym, get it opened up for them and all that. You have somebody paddleboarding away from people, yards away from people, getting arrested. So we're kind of living in an unfair world. And so having a baby with unclear medical, that's the other thing too. If you get sick, I've been, you know, seeing telemedicine patients and it's been a lot. It's been, you know, these people have been very, very, patient and they have been, you know, fantastic to, you know, be able to wait for those of us in telemedicine to, you know, try to help them to the best of our abilities. But many of them are saying that a medical center or a medical clinic or an urgent care won't even allow them to walk in. They are being refused medical care. And I'm like, but I think your chest pain could be a heart attack. Or I think you might be having a gallbladder attack. And so I'm like, use my note and ask them, tell them that you talk to me and I would really like you seen. So we're having people being refused ability to make income. We have people refuse school, obviously. We have people refuse medical care. We have threat of, you know, fines, threat of arrest. Again, it could be worse. So, I don't know about, you know, choosing to, you know, start a family might be tricky. If you get pregnant, you get pregnant. You know, and congratulations, it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, thank you for propagating the human race. But I'm just a little iffy. Yeah, I am very iffy on what the world is going to look like. You know, we're going to talk in the next hour about Dr. Fauci. And Dr. Fauci says that the world may never return back to normal after the coronavirus outbreak. Of course it won't. Where we are right now with this is if we have a deadly virus, the whole world will shut down. And so, but the problem is we have deadly viruses all the time. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. as you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.